Okay, so we are up to Dalid on the days. Omer Belozer. Six signs from the bottom. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Omer Belozer Baravino Godel Mashanema Benichol Yosin Mashanema Begavriel. We are two Malachim, Malach Kol Gavriel, and the Malach Kol Michol. I'm sure you'll know Gemara, it's Rosh Tevois Gemara, Daf Gemara, Gimel is Gavriel, the name is Michol. Reish is Raphael, and Aleph is Ariel. So you learn Daf Gemara, you're surrounding yourself with two Malachim, the Reish is Shechinas El. We have here two malachim. We have here the two malachim. Malachim of Gabriel and Michael. So Yosef, God of Mashnem and Michael, Yosef Mashnem and Gabriel. Michael is a greater malach than Gabriel. Michael luchar is midas rachamim. Gabriel is midas hadin. Midas rachamim is goyver is greater than midas hadin. The ilu b'michol tzevayof elai echon min hasserafim. Now, one of the serafim means a general term which refers to one of the servants of Hashem. And here we are referring specifically to Michael. How do we know that this malach is Michael? The Gemara will explain in a few moments. But right now we know, let's make that assumption. And here, vayof, yof means to fly. And here it only says the word vayof once, which means that he goes very quickly. When Hashem sends Michael on a mission, he reaches his destination very quickly, in one shot. Vilgavi Gavriel, that's Midas Hadin, Ksivit says, Ruish Gavriel, explicitly Gavriel, Asharisi, which I've seen, this is Daniel. Daniel, so he had a vision of Amare. He saw Gavriel, Bachazon, Betchilo, in the beginning of my vision, he was Mu'of Bi'of. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that correctly, a little bit from the pasuk exactly. I saw that he flew. There are two expressions, mu'af, bi'af. Two expressions of flying, which means that he reached his destination in two steps. He's not as swift, he's slow. He only can travel, he's limited. So we can, Michal can reach his destination one shot. Whereas Gavriel takes two steps to reach his destination, which is an indication that when it comes to a mission of mercy, of rachamim, the malach arrives at his destination immediately. When Hashem sends a malach to a mission of din, of punishment, of harsh punishment, it's not so fast. It takes time. There are two steps to give the people, the Bnei Yisrael, a chance to do tshuva before the punishment comes. Now, the member wants to type some loose ends. How do you know the first pasuk is referring to the need? Is referring to Michael. My mashma, the high echad, the first pasuk of one of the srofim, that echad is was Michael. Who? How do we know that high echad of Michael? Who? Amar Rabbi Yochanan Vitem, he asks you, echad echad, we have a gzer shav. It says here in the pasuk, vayof alai echad min asr. It says explicitly the same word echad in connection to Michal, which is making this gzeir shava. So now we know the previous pasuk which says that he was able to fly in one shot refers to Michal. Bola Azreni has come to my assist. That's part of the. He has come to Azreni to my assistant. That's part of the pasuk. Tana, another moment, another drasha. Tana, Michal biachas. The Malach Michal reaches his destination in one shot. No stopovers. No, on a flight there, it's Schultz. One shot deal. You don't have to stop over anywhere else. Gavriel b'shtayim, two stops. Eliyahu b'arba. So what does that mean? Geula. Eliyahu Navi is the Mavasa of the Geula. The Geula, we know, does not come so quick. We're still waiting 1,946 years since the Churban. We're still waiting for the Geula. Mashiach is not coming so quickly, therefore it's four steps. Umalach HaMoves b'shmoina, Hashem does not want to take anyone's neshama, and Hashem will always give a person many chances to do tshuv before the Malach HaMoves comes for that person. Eight steps. U'b'shas HaMageifa, but at the time of Mageifa, when for whatever reason we do not know, when Hashem wants to bring punishment to the world, then Ba'achas, then the Malach HaMoves can reach his destination in one shot. Omar b'shul b'levi al-pish koradon k'yash ma'am b'beis ha'knesses. Even the person who's behind the mitzvah k'yash ma'am b'beis ha'knesses. You say k'yash ma'am k'das u'chidin. You say k'yash ma'am shul after the zman. All three parashios. Still, mitzvah l'kroisoy al-mitasa. There's a mitzvah to recite k'yash ma'am when you go to sleep. Nochamo. only the first parsha. There's no feeble parshas. Sha'am Amar Yosi Ma'akra. What's the makar? It comes from this pasuk in Tehillim. It's an asmachta. We exude tremble. Gyal techeto. Do not sin. Imu vilvavchem al mishkavchem v'dom musel. So here's the Rashi turns to Joshua. Imu vilvavchem means say the psukim of v'hoyu hadvorim ho'ila shenoch mitzav v'chayom al levavecha. So recite the psukim of levavchem al mishkavchem while you are on your bed. Now al does not mean necessarily while you're lying flat. It's not their cheres to recite Kriya Shema when you're lying flat on your back with your without a yarmulke, without a proper, not being properly dressed. Means al means near. But all of mate menashe, you have in the past, all of means near. So here also al means near, means the moment before you go to sleep, while you are sitting up in a dignified way, while your head is covered, you should recite Kriya Shema, recite the psukim of Alavavchem. Then vidoim will be silent. Here silence refers to go to sleep, sela, for the evening, retire for the evening, period. And now what? Why? What's the reason for this mitzvah? So there are two reasons given on the first. One is because it's shmirah. If you recite the Berachas Kriya, you recite Kriya before you go to sleep, this will be a protection for the person at night. Night's in a time of danger. They're mazikim. Person is not awake to protect himself. You need extra dosage of shmirah by reciting the Kriya Shema Yizoicha to shmirah. The other reason is person should go to sleep mitach divrei Torah. The last thing that your mind absorbs before you retire for leaving should be words of Torah. This is important. Amar Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman says in Talmud Chachamu ain tzarech. Both reasons, because number one, the bechal the whole day he's learning Torah, so he's cool with Torah. He doesn't need it. And shmirah cool with Torah. Torah is megan the person, so you don't need this. So the Talmud Chacham, you don't need to recite Kriya Shema when you go to sleep, as long as you look at mitzvah and you daven ma'ariv.
Shmir is for
mazikin.
What?
Shmir is for mazikin. Yes, for mazikin and all different types of mazikin. Mazikin, spiritual mazikin, and tziat shmaya from ganavim, robbers, people at night, shukayim, who run around at night. Im talmud chacham hu ein tzarech. If you're a talmud chacham, you do not need to do so. Ein tzarech. By the way, no one today can say about themselves they're a talmud chacham.
Well, no, because
they have
the next thing anyway.
But in Tanachach and Yitzchak, Amar Abaye, Av Talmud Chacham, no, he disagrees. Me boyle, they don't say the whole Kriya Shema. He needs at least to say a little pasuk, at least a pasuk of Shmira. Abaye disagrees. Av Talmud Chacham, me boyle, neimar char psuka drachme. You may not necessarily need to say Kriya Shema, but you should say at least something. Kigoin, biyodcha, you say to Hashem in your hand, Av Kidruchi, I deposit my spirit. Padisa, I see Hashem, Kelems, you redeem me. You will redeem me from death. Hashem, who is the Kel of Emes, because a person goes to the Sakana, person's neshama, part of the neshama departs. And that part that leaves can draw with it the remainder of the neshama. It's a very dangerous moment. So a person has to have faith that Kodesh Baruch Hu will restore the neshama to the person's body the following morning. Next, Amar Rabbi Levi Bar Chama, Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, Le'olam Yargis Adam Yetzer Toiv Al Yetzer Hara. Now, we don't do this today, but he holds that a person should do this, a person should not try this, of course. A person should bring himself into a state of Nisaya. He should do something which would arouse himself, where he would need to overcome the Yetzer Hara, to conquer the Yetzer Hara. Yargis means, it's hard to translate the word Yargis. Yargis, Hirashi says, Shiyasim Milchama. In Yetzer Hara, you should incite, you should arouse the Yetzer Hara, make a war with the Yetzer Hara in order to conquer the Yetzer Hara. And that's what it means, Yirgas. Let's see. The Olam Yirgas Adam Yetzer Toiv Al Yetzer Hara. The Yetzer Toiv should go to wage war against the Yetzer Hara. Shin Amar Rigzu.
So one second, so the fact that Shimon Milach learns this pasuk, it doesn't say Krishna Alika?
No, not necessarily. I mean, he has another interpretation of the pasuk. Doesn't necessarily mean it could be nechnam. You could nechnam. You hold that you don't have to do it. That's one approach. Or it could be that there are multiple interpretations. And elu ve'elu divrei Elokim chayim. He also agrees you have to say Kriya Shema. But in addition, there's another limud that you can learn from one pasuk. We have it many times. Every pasuk can be interpreted in many ways, and they're not necessarily contradictory from one to the other. So rigzu v'yal techatahu, tremble, do not sin. Imnitz. So that's what I mean. Rigzu means war. Al the al techatahu, and do not sin. Prevail. Overcome the Yetzer Hara. The Yetzer Hara should lose. Im Nitzchoy, if you succeed, if the Yetzer Toiv overcomes the Yetzer Hara, excellent. Mutaf, you are fortunate. Dimlav, let's say you realize you're losing. Your will to do good is not as strong as your desire to do bad. So the solution is learn Torah. Torah has the koyach to weaken the Yetzer Hara. Yasek ba'atar, Shnemar, the pasuk goes further. Rigzuv yaltechetohu, Imru Shnemar, Imru vilvavchem. Torah is something which is in your heart. Vayu hadvarim o'ele, the words of Torah shall be alavavchem. Im nitzchoy mutav, if you succeed in that technique, the second best thing of Torah that works, excellent. The imlav, the third remedy, if Torah is not working for you, not everyone is able to learn Torah to the degree where he overcomes the Yetzara, yikra Kriya Shema. You should recite Kriya Shema. Kriya Shema, the Kabbalah of all Malchus Shemayim, that itself has power. Yikra Kriya Shema, Shnemar, al mishkavchem, on your bed. The person says Kriya Shema, b'shoch b'cha, u'vikumech. That's what it alludes to in this pasuk. Im nitzchei muta, v'imlab nifnad yizkar, lo yoyim hamisa. Then a person should remember that he will ultimately die. The pasuk concludes, v'doyim musela, person will be silenced forever. So he takes the same exact pasuk, which we just interpreted to mean, in the point of the Ma'adi Amar, a person should recite Kriya Shema al Hamita. He has a different drasha, a general approach to life. There are four madregos. A person's will alone ideally should overcome the Yetzer Hara. That doesn't work. The next best thing is Yasek Batara. The next best thing is Kriya Shema. And the last resort is to remember the Yoyim Hamisa. The Amar, B'levi Bar Chama, Amar B'shem and Lokesh, Ma'idach Siv, Etzna, now one, this is our Kama of the Gemara. Once we have one memra from one Amora, so we need to say all of his members, even though all of the next members, L'choy, have nothing to do with, next thing we're going to learn now is nothing to do with Misach the Brachos. What does it do with Misach the Brachos? We're going to have Kriya Shema. And Kriya Shema, now, but since we just mentioned on the top of the page, I believe Bar Chama, who discussed the pasuk of Rigzu Yargis Adam Yetzer Tov, which itself is only a takeoff on the previous Gemara of Kriya Shema Al Hamita. So we go, May Inyin, Le Inyin, Bois Inyin, and now we're going to rattle off all of the members of Rabbi Levi Bar Chama. So here we go, Amar Bishim Melakash, Maidach Siv. Hashem says to Moshe, the Etnil, I'm going to give you Es Luchois Hoeven, and then the HaTorah, the HaMitzvah, Asher Kosafti Lehoyroisam, to teach the Jewish people. What do all of these words mean? The Gemara makes a drasha. Luchois Eilu Aseres HaDibros. The Luchois refers to the Aseres HaDibros. Next thing is Torah, Zem Mikra. That refers to Chumash, Chamishe Chumshe Torah. The HaMitzvah Zo Mishnah, Torah Shebal Peh. Shisha Sidre Mishnah, Asher Kosafti, Elu Nevi'im Uksuvim. That refers to Nevi'im Uksuvim. L'chayroisam, to teach them, Ze Gemara. Gemara is the, Rashi says, Rashi defines all of these things. Look at the third line from the top. Ze Mikra, Chumash. Mikra is Chumash. Shemitzvah Likros B'tar, it's a mitzvah to read, to learn Chumash. Zo Mishnah, Sheyisasku B'mishnah. Ze Gemara. What is Gemara? Okay, that's what Daf Yomi is. 2,700 pages of Gemara. What's Gemara? Svaras took four daf to get to Pshat. What is Gemara? Ze Svaras Tame HaMishnayis. It explains the reasons for the laws that are stated in the Mishnayis. Shemimenu Yoytzo Hayra, and from the, when we analyze the reason of the Mishnayis, the result is Hayra Halacha. Asuke Shmaitza Aliba de Hilchasa. Aval Hamorim Hayra Min HaMishnah. A person that decides to halacha just reading the Mishnayis, Nikru Mivali Ha'ilam B'msechta Seita, they are destroyers of the world. You're not allowed to pass halacha from a Mishnah. You have to learn the Mishnah. And the Gemara analyzes contradictions between the various Mishnayis and analyzes the reasonings of the Mishnayis. And from there we're able to come to a halacha, L'asuk Yishmaitza Aliba de Hilchasa. Get back to the Gemara. So it's the first wide line. And because it says here in the pasuk, the pasuk includes a shekasafti le Choisam, which I wrote to teach them, and they all compared one to the other. From here we learn that everything was given to Moshe Mesinai. It's only a matter later on how it was given over in more detail, how it was written and put into the say that we have it today. But everything being all compared one to the other. Hashem says, I will give to you. And the first thing is the Aseres HaDibros. And everything following the pasuk is compared to the Aseres HaDibros. Every svara in the Gemara was given to Moshe Mesinai. It was all tradition. It's just that it was not put into writing until a much later point in time because of Niskan HaDibros. We're not able to retain by oral tradition everything that was taught. Okay, next Gemara. Anyone who recites Kriya Shema, it's as if he's holding a double-edged sword. If you have sword, only one edge, only one side is sharp, and the enemy comes on the left, and the sword is sharp on the right, you're not able to knock out the enemy on the other side because it's not sharp on that side. But so it takes time for him. By the time you turn it around, it might be too late. You need to be swift. So the sword is a double-edged sword, then you are safe. There was a double-edged sword by the entrance of Gan Eden. A Gan Eden, the Chev HaMesapeches, spinning sword. That was even a higher madrigal. But it's so if a person says Kriya Shema, Kilo Eches Chev Shal Shtei Tios B'yadosh Nemar, Roimos Kel, we're going to exalt Hashem with your throats, praise Hashem, and here we're referring specifically, we'll see in a moment, to Kriya Shema, and if you'll do so, it's V'cherev P'fios B'yadam, a cherev of a double pet. Pithios simply means a double edge. A double edge. Pios, two mouths. The tip is called a pet. My mashm. What exactly is a drasha? Amar marzutra, vitemer rashi, mireisha, dinyana, l'siv. How do we know that when it says here in the pasuk, roimimois, kel begroinam, to exalt Hashem with your throats, we are referring to Kriya Shema? We go back to the pasuk before this. Because if you just take this pasuk of Remus Kelbergonim, who says that we are referring to creation? Maybe we're referring to reciting Halal or something else. But if you look at the pasuk before, the Sivit says, Ya'alzu Chasidim Chavod, that the pious will praise Hashem with honor. Then it says, Yiraninu Al Mishkevaisam, they will sing praise to Hashem on their beds. So what praise does a person sing right before he goes to bed? He says the Kriya Shema. And then the next pasuk reads, "Uchsib Asrei, Roim Mois Kel Begroinam, V'Cher B'Fios B'Yodam." So we make this hekish. We're dealing with Kriya Shema Al Mishkevaisam, and then it says they praise Hashem with their throats, and then it says a double-edged sword, and therefore that is the koyach to shmirah. Reciting Kriya Shema is a very great shmirah for a person when he goes to sleep. It's also shmirah in the Sabbath, because a person goes to sleep, there's a Yom Hadin. On a very minor level, when you go to sleep, the Neshama goes to Shemayim, and they judge the Neshama. There's a Yom Hadin every day, not just Rosh Hashanah. So a person needs protection. He needs protection in the din that takes place in heaven, and you judge, what did this person do today? He wasted time here, he did this Aveira, there's a din. So if a person goes to sleep when he says Kriya Shema, there's a very good defense attorney that says, so he did not there, no big deal. You need that defense attorney to accompany the neshama when he goes to heaven for the din a person goes through when he goes to sleep. By the way, this year says in Tehillim, Bifios. We say this in Tehillim, we say this in davening every single day. Some talk learn this means a triple-edged sword. Not a double-edged sword. Here the Gemara says, Chev shal shtei fios. Okay, the Gemara says shtei fios. With some darshan, that's triple. Because P fios is P, that's one. And then pios, it's a contraction of two words, P and pios. P is one mouth, pios is two, for a total of three.
What is it, 3D sword?
It's symbolic. I don't know what it means exactly physically, but it's symbolic. And it corresponds to kina, Taiv and Kovit, Maitzin as Adam and Olam. So a person says Kriya Shema, Yidavim. So you have three different things which counteract the three different Taivas. Kina, Taiv and Kovit, a triple edged sword can counteract the three forces of evil in this world. Okay, next. Vyamar Rabbi Yitzchak Nu Halacha. Kol HaKorei Kriya Shema Al Mitasei Mizikin B'Delin Heimenu. The demons stay away. Shenemar, Uvnei Reshef, Yagbiu Uf. Now Reshef are demons. Okay, we have no clue what this means. These are very mystical Gemaras. But whatever it means, so the people, the children of the demons, it means demons. Yagbiu, and it means they depart. They fly away, uf, in the merit of Torah. So the Gemara says, the ain uf, ela Torah, uf is Torah. I refer here specifically to Kriyashma. Kriyashma is a gedder of Limra Torah. Shenemar, ha-toyef einecha boi ve'einenu. How do we know Uf is Torah? Because we find the same shoresh of Ayin and Pei in this pasuk, of a person blinks his eyes. Atof Einech in this context means if you fold your eyes, if you fold your eyes from both, from Torah, Veneinu Torah is gone. Which means if you don't continuously review what you study, you'll forget it very quickly. So we find in the context of Torah this very interesting word called Toif. So now when we go backwards to the pasuk of B'nei Reshef Yagbiu Uf, Uf here means a code for the word Torah. V'ein Reshef, the word Reshef, Ela Mazikin, these are demons. How do we know they are demons? Shenemar, Mezeirav Uluchume Reshef Ukeketev Miriri. Now Mezeirav means swollen from hunger. When a person doesn't eat, Baruch Hashem, we don't see this because Baruch Hashem, we're very fortunate, we're a very affluent society. But when a person is starving to death, his stomach swells. That's called mezei, swollen from hunger. Uluchume reshef means pain, smitten by resh. Now we really do not know what reshef means in this Gemara, but the last two words we do know what they mean. Ketef meiri means demons. The damage of the demons. So the Gemara is making a very big assumption. We have here this vague term called Luchumi Reshef. And being that the word Luchumi Reshef is juxtaposed to the word Ketef Miriri, we make an assumption that they are similar. And just like Ketef Miriri means a demon, so too Luchumi Reshef means pain, afflictions of the demon called Reshef. Now that we know we have defined Reshef from the context to mean demons, and we have defined Uf to refer to Torah, so we go back to the pasuk. The pasuk says, "B'nei Reshef Yagbiu Uf." That means that the demons Yagbiu will depart Uf in the merit of Torah. And what's the Torah that we're referring to? What's the minimal form of Lumina Torah? To recite Kriyashma. So the person recites Kriyashma at night, the demons will disappear. Now we have a similar Gemara. Now the next Gemara, what we're going to do is, we're going to take the word Reshef. I told you, we don't really know what Reshef is. It's a very vague term. It's not clear. The previous Gemara, what we just finished learning, was we said, since Reshef is right next to the word Miriri, and Miriri we are certain it refers to a demon, so we assume that Reshef is also a different type of demon. But in the following Gemara, we have a new interpretation. And we're going to translate Reshef to refer to afflictions, pain, suffering, physical, not demons. Nothing Kabbalistic. Afflicted person has great stomach pains, or Rahman al-Sultan, any type of affliction. Why? Because it's in between demons and famine. Famine is obviously something that's very, it's physical. If you don't eat, then you get hungry. You get hungry, you starve. Starvation causes the body to swell, the stomach to swell. That's physical pain which a person brings upon himself, or Rahman al-Sultan, if he doesn't have food, it happens. Demons, merire, is the extreme, is something which is 100% spiritual afflictions of demons. In the middle, what is the transition? A type of suffering which is in between famine, which is really under human control. If only if a person would have what to eat, he would not come to this. And something which is kula ruchni demons, it is what we call the surim, afflictions, which a person has no control over. HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings a person the terrible matzav of Yisurim, which he has no control to heal, because there is no cure, as far as he knows, to remove this suffering. But it's not something which is mamish spiritual, like a demon. So being that it's in between the beginning of Rav and Ketef Meruri, that's why now we're going to translate it as Yesurim, in contrast to the previous one, where we translate it as another form of a demon. If you learn Torah, Yisurim b'dilin hemenu. Person is spared from affliction. Shenemar, same pasuk. B'nei Reshef, Yagbiruv, in the merit of Uf of Torah, the Reshef, which is Yisurim, is Yagbihu. It departs. It flies away. Goes away. The Einuf el Torah, like we said, Shenemar haTorah einechabo b'neinu. If you blink your eye from Torah, it disappears. We find that Torah is a code word for Torah. Here it means to blink, but it's the same idea. It's used in connection to Torah. The in Reshef el Yisurim Shenemar, the same pasuk, but a different interpretation now. Mizei Rav, swollen from famine. Ulchumei Reshef, suffering afflictions of Reshef, which refers to Yisurim. Period. Amale Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says this drush that you just told me is so simplistic that if you learn Torah, Hashem is going to protect you, is going to spare you from suffering. I don't need this fancy drasha to take from a pasuk of Bnei Reshef, Yagbiu Wolf. I don't need to go to a pasuk in Eoiv to figure this out. Eoiv is for the more advanced students. You have to learn this in 6th grade, you learn Eoiv. The students in 1st grade already know this. So I feel Tinoikoy shall be Shraban, which one place Amalay Rabbi Yochanan, aha, this I feel Tinoikoy shall be Shraban, you know, it's such an amar. Vayomer Hashem says, in Shemai Tishma Lukla Shemalukecha, the Hayashobi Naftasa, the Azantal Mitzos, if you listen to Hashem, the Shemar to Kolhuka, the Kolamachla, every disease, Asher Samti, Hashem, Loyo Simulach, Yeni Hashem Refecha, so it's simplistic. Ella, this the chiddush. The chiddush is kol she'ev shulei lasek b'torah ve'ein oisig. We darsh the pasuk the other way around. Kol she'ev shulei lasek. The person has an opportunity to learn Torah, and he chooses to squander the opportunity. Ve'ein oisig. Hakadosh Baruch Hu mevi olav yisurim mucharim ve'oichan Hashem brings upon a person terrible afflictions. Shenemar, a different pasuk. Melamti dumia hecheshesi mitoiv v'chavi necha. So there's a lot of repetition in this pasuk, which is the derech of these type of sukkim in Eoiv and in Yeshaya. This pasuk comes from Tehillim. Nelamti means I was silenced. Dumia also means silenced. Hecheshesi also means silenced. Three different words which really mean the same thing. Nelamti, dumia, hecheshesi. I was completely silenced. Mitoiv. Toiv is from Torah. And because of that, what happened? Uchaavi, my suffering, nechar, was intensified. So that's what the limud muster from this pasuk is. Ve'ein toiv el toiv shnemar ki lekach toiv nasati lechem toirasi atas zara ben my toira. Amar biyozer b'item rabbi chanina bar papa my boy way shloi kvidas kol shvaruch hu midas basar shloi kvidas midas kol shvaruch hu midas basar v'dam midas basar v'dam adam moicha chaf chayfetz lechaveroi. When you sell something, moicher otsev, you have a nice car, it's nostalgic, a nice house, you grew up there, and sad to give it up. The lokeach sameach, the buyer is very happy. I have now a new possession. Avol, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Inakeinu, Nasan Lachem Torah Yisrael, Hashem gave away the Torah. What does mean Hashem gave away the Torah? So everyone knows this, that Torah Lava Shemayim. The one who decides the halacha is Adam. Adam decides the halacha. It's not decided if you have a shayla, what's the halacha? Who decides? Adam decides. Bezdin decides. In heaven, they have no authority to pass an halacha. Whatever they decide to be Adam, that's how Shemayim, they're going to punish or reward. So Hashem gave it away. Hashem sold the Torah. He gave over the controls to man. And Hashem's happy. Hashem is not sad. V'sameach. Shenemar ki lekach toiv. Lekach means a sale. A transaction, an object of commerce. Nosati lochem, I've given it to you, and Hashem is very happy. It's toiv, Hashem says. Teirasi al tazev, we've not abandoned it. We all amar rav avitem rav chisalim. Im roi adam, if a person sees she yisurim, born alab, if a person sees the person is suffering, yifash beish b'masav, what a person should do is, he should make a cheshbon hanefesh. A person should examine his ways. A person is suffering, it's for a reason. He should examine his ways. Maybe the Naver Shnemar Nach Besod Dirachenu V'Nachol. Let us search and examine our ways. When Hashem will return Ad Hashem Pishpesh. Let's say a person does make an examination V'Loi Motza and cannot find a reason. If he cannot find a sin, Yitle Bebitul Torah. The reason why Hashem is causing him to suffer is because he did not learn enough Torah. Shnemar Ashrei Hagever Shetiasrenika. Foolish is the person Hashem is caused to suffer. Why? Why is he suffering? Umitorascha Salamedenu. Hashem wants to teach him Torah. So the one makes a drash, the one is telling us that the snichas between the two is the reason why there's going to be punishment because of Torah. Built her. Vim Tala. Vle Matza, person learns 24/7, so it's not Avera, and it's not because of Torah. So why is he suffering? Biyadua Shi Yisun Shal Avahim. Hashem is causing him to suffer. Hashem wants to test him. If he will question Hashem's ways, if he will not question Hashem's ways, it's impossible for us to understand what this means. Mamish impossible. If he is Mastik Lovis Adin, Hashem will give him supernatural blessing in the Olam, the next world, in Olam Haba. Shenemar, Ki Es Asher Yehav, Hashem Yoichich. The one that Hashem loves, Hashem rebukes. Hashem brings suffering, he should accept it, and he will be rewarded with an incredible reward in the next world. Anyone that Hashem wants, Hashem punch with Yisurim. Shnez in the pasuk, Hashem chavitz dakoi hechali. Hashem wants, dakoi means to crush, hechali, with illness, with sickness, with suffering. The one that Hashem desires. Who does Hashem desire? The tzaddik. The one that Hashem desires, Dako Yechol, he goes and he crushes with affliction. Yochla, I think I feel like Kiblam. Let's say the person can't handle it, it's too much. Then, no, Hashem will not give it. Hashem only gives the person something which she can handle. Shenan Tamalemar, Imtasim Osham Nafs. Pasuk continues. This is a very difficult pasuk in Sefer Yeshaya. In tossim oshem nafsh, which means if a person he says I'm guilty, in other words he accepts it. The Gemara makes a drasha, exactly that drasha, but basically the person has to say, Hashem, you're causing me pain. I accept it as if I'm guilty for an avera. My oshem remarks, when a person brings a karbon, you have to bring a karbon willingly. An oshem is one of the types of karbonas. Ma oshem l'das, af yisurim l'das. Being capable, if a person accepts it, mas what's the reward? So the pasuk continues, the reward will be that he will live long and have children. Yire zera, he will see children. Yarech yamim, he will have a long life. Not only that, he will be able to retain his Torah. Shenemar, the chayfetz Hashem, the desire of Hashem, the drash, the desire of Hashem, b'yodah yitzlach, which is Torah is called the chayfetz Hashem. Hashem's greatest desire, his greatest love is Torah. So the desire of Hashem, Torah, it's a code for Torah, b'yodah yitzlach, will remain in the hand of the person that receives the suffering. He will be able to remember his learning forever. It's a very great bracha not to forget what you learn. Okay, now the Gemara goes further. Pligi boi machlokes Rabbi Yaakov bar Yehuda Rabbi Acha bar Chanina. Chanina one says, Elohim Yisum Shalava. What are Yisum Shalava? Kol she'em bohem bittul Torah. If a person suffers but is not able to learn Torah, that's not called Yisurim. Shnemar Ashrei Hagever Sher Tiasrenu Ka. But still, even when he's suffering, Umitarascha Salamedenu. The Chanina one says, Elohim Yisum Shalava Kol she'em bohem bittul Tfilah. You're able to daven three times a day with kavana. The suffering is not friend. Shnamar Baruch Elokim. Elokim is midas hadin. It's a code word for suffering. Asher lehaser tefilasi. Hashem did not, even though it's Elokim, this suffering. Asher lehaser tefilasi. Hashem did not prevent me from praying to Him. The chasda imiti and His kindness from me. But we see here that tefilasi means that you're still able to daven. So I have two opinions. A person can suffer, but he still must be able either to daven and still must be able to learn. Now comes another opinion that disagrees. No such thing. If Hashem wants, Hashem can give a person Yisurim Me'ava, and he will not be able to learn Torah and will not be able to daven. That is also called Yisudei Me'ava. Amalu Rabbi Abba, Abba, B'chi Barabba, Hochem B'chi Barabba, I disagree, Rabbi Yochanan. Eilu V'yelu Yisum Shalav, I disagree, Hein. Shenemar, even if you don't, you're not able to learn, you're not able to daven, and you suffer, and a person accepts the suffering, that's also called Yisum Shalava. Ki es asher ye'ohev Hashem yuchiach. And in this pasuk, it's unconditional. It does not say in this pasuk anything that he's still able to learn, he's still able to daven. It's pure suffering. Person is mastic the din. That's also called Yisudim Shalava. Elamai tamla, but it says in the pasuk mitras landen. Elamai tamla mitras landen. So he makes a judgment. No, you make a big mistake. It doesn't mean that you'll be able to learn. It means Ela al tikri salam denu with a segel under the dalat de. Ela salam denu, teach us. In other words, the Gemara means this halacha that a person suffers is for his ultimate good. We can learn from the Torah. It's taught to us in the Torah. Davar zeh mitorascha salamedenu, the tzere under the dalet day. The Torah teaches us this concept that suffering is a good thing, whatever that means. Again, no one in Chas Shalom wants this. The Gemara in the next one is going to say that this is not for us, in our generation, that's for sure. But we have to understand that these are very deep concepts. Kal v'chaimer mishen v'ayin, and we learn this from a slave, an Eved Kenani goes out with shen v'ayin, knocking out the ayin to ayin a tooth. Mashin v'ayin shen echem meivav is one of the limbs. Shel adam, of a man, Eved yoitzabam l'cheirus, a slave goes free, you knock out an ayin or tooth. So suffering, which is a much greater affliction, to lose an eye, to lose a tooth, that's obviously extremely painful. But to lose yisurim, so affliction where a person can walk, he can eat, much greater types of chronic pain. Which soften, which racks the person's entire body. Al achas kam v'kama, a certainly person is going to benefit. A slave goes free, becomes a ben chayrin. So certainly a person will benefit much more. Certainly there's such a concept that he soon will free a person in the sham of the next world. V'hayinu Rav Shimon Lakish, Rav Shimon Lakish, nema bris b'melach, nema bris b'yisurin, nema bris b'melach. This is the word bris, by salt. The civil is sashvis, you shall not cease melach, bris, the salt of the treaty. Every carbon requires salt. V'nema bris b'yisum, by suffering. The Chassidus says, Eila divrei ha-bris. These are the words of the bris, and this refers to the toichecha. The toichecha is all punishment, and it's called the bris. So what's the smichs, what's the comparison? Ma bris, elmo b'melach, melach b'matekes, sabosa, salt. It softens. The way Rashi learns, it sweetens. If you don't add salt to the meat, when you add salt to meat, it brings out the flavor. Now the meat is delicious. So too, the neshama becomes delicious. Whatever that means. Okay, we don't know what this means. So ma, no one wants this. Chas shalom. So ma bris, hamam b'melach, melach b'matekes, sabos, abris, hamam b'yisurim, yisurim, memarkin, as kol avoynes, shalom, it removes. It removes, it extracts the sins of man. Tanya, the advice from Shem Yochel, Omer, Sholosh, Matanis, Tevus, good three gifts. Nasan, Vashparachu, Lishol, Vukullo, Nidon, Elah, Ide, Yisurim, only through affliction. Elohim, Torah, the Eretz Yisrael, the Olam Haba. Torah, Minai, Haida, the Torah only comes through Yisurim, Shem, 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 Umi Torascha Salam Edenu. So we see that Torah, we only come to Torah through Yisurin. Eretz Yisrael, the Susan Posaki, Kasher Yasser Ishes Benoi, Hashem Lokem Yasreka. Uchsiv Basre, so he's dealing with Yisurin. And the next pasuk is Eretz Shal. Ki Hashem Elokecha Meviach Eretz Toiva, Eretz Toiva. So we have a drasha, we have Yisurin, and the smichos to the next pasuk of Eretz Yisrael. So we learn that Eretz Yisrael also comes only to Yisurin. Oyolam Abad, the pasuk Kiner Mitzvah V'Torah Or, and the pasuk includes the Derech Chayim Toichochos Musar, and the way of life is an open rebuke. What does Rashi say here? The derech chayim, chaye ha'olam haba, Havni loy techachas musa lo'olam. The way, that's the musa, techachas, the way to come to olam haba, only comes to a person when HaKadosh Baruch Hu rebukes the person in this world by bringing upon him musa, techachas musa, a rebuke of chastisement in this world. So we see this also comes olam haba. Tani tan kamad rabbi yochanan kol esek b'tayu b'nus chasadim. More Yisrael, this is the worst. The koiver esbana. Three things. Person is Isaac and Torah, or Chesed, or Rachmana Litzlan, he suffers the ultimate Yisrael. Rachmana Litzlan, his koiver bana, buries his children. Moichun loy al kol avay noisam. Omar, loy Rabbi Yochanan, 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 Chesed means kindness. He will find life, which means he'll be forgiven from sin. Olam haba. Stock of a chava. Stock of he'll find chayim. Stock of a chava. MS is an MS. So, it says bechesed yam shabrava. So chesed is yilus chasadim, and MS is Torah. In the previous pasuk, MS is Torah. Shenemar MS kinei v'al timkar, acquire Torah, do not sell. So we see, and the pasuk says above chesed v'yemes shabrava. Chesed is kindness, and MS is Torah. A person's sins are forgiven. Fine. Ella, where do you get this idea that a person is kever banav? If he suffers, he will be forgiven for all of his sins. Ella kever es banav minayim. Tani le'yahu saba mishum saba. Saba is Eliyahu Hanavi. Mishum er mishum in Yichai. Asya gzeir shava. Avoin. Ksiv hacha b'chesed emes yichupar avoin. Uchsev hasam u'meshalim avoin avos elcheik b'nehem. That if a person sins, his children die. Their sins. What that means exactly is not for now, but there is such a concept that a child dies to atone for the sin of his father. Very deep concept. But it does say over there the word avoin in reference to a child dying, and it says avoin by chesed the ms, and therefore we know that they're linked. That it's going to be olam haba, atonement for all the sins. Negoyim ubanim einam yisurim shalav. He disagrees. And a person suffers negoyim saras, or he loses rachmanu l'tzlan a child. This is not called yisurim shalava. He's not going to get any extra special reward in the next world. The Maharaj says, what? Stira.
Don't we say the goyim came for Lashon
Hara? Oh, let's see. The Maharaj explains. When a goyim, a person suffers, the goyim, he's not going to receive an extra dosage of olam haba. It's nice and shalava. It's called a mizbach. It's like an atonement. Like you bring a carbon on the mizbach, it's a kapara. So you see there's going to be a special atonement. The Gemara says, no, it's not a shining mistake. Mizbach doesn't say olam haba. All it says, mizbach kapara havu, yisurin shel ava loy havu. Okay, we don't know what this means. There are different madregos. There's kapara, and there's yisurin shel ava. It's called in this chazal, mizbach kapara. That's a lower level. It's not the ultimate level of called yisurin shel ava. And one is, he waits for another answer, halon v'halu, it depends where you live. If you live in Eretz Yisrael, a person gets negoyim, that's not yisurim shalava. It's a metzias, because the land is holy. And if a person is a sinner, the land doesn't want to tolerate him. So the land spits him out. How does it spit him out? He gets a nega. If you have a nega, you have to go chutz l'sholosh machnas. It's not an indication you're going to get a special reward. But if you live in Bavel, you don't have to leave. Bavel is not a holy land. Chutzra is not a holy land. There's no need to leave the land. So why then did the person get a nega? It must be Hashem wants to give him Yisurim Shel Ava. Okay, there's obviously a lot more interpretation to what this means, but for right now, that Morzins depends where the person lives. V'boisim, a third answer. If it's private, no one knows. Only the person knows about it. So that's called Yisurim Shel Ava. If it's Beferhesia, then Hashem has another reason, because Hashem wants to distance you from your bit influence on your friends. So then it's not Yisurim Shel Ava. Hashem has all the reasons for the punishment. That's not Yisurim Shel Ava. Okay, so that explains three answers to answer the contradiction when it comes to Nigoyim. Now we have a contradiction when it comes to children. Ubanim loy have, it's not called Ubanim loy. Hey, chidam ilim, they have a little person that has children based when they die. But we learned that. Rabbi Yochanan says, "Dein garma di asire bir." Rabbi Yochanan had his 10 sons, they all died. And he would go give nechama to the people holding a bone of his youngest son. Rabbi Yochanan was a tzaddik. He only would receive Yisurim Shel Ava. So you see that he attributed the death of his children to Yisurim Shel Ava. Ela hodlo, so we say it's not in the words. Ela hodlo havule klal hodahavule umesu. If a person that has children and they die, that is Yisurim Shel Ava. And a person does never have children, that's obviously suffering, but that's not on the madrega of Yisurim Shel Ava. These Gemaras with Mamash have no idea what they mean. We're just reading words here. These are very extremely deep concepts. She was sick. All the Rabbi Yochanan came to visit him. Amalei, he said, you're suffering. You like it? Is it good? Chavivin alecha yisurin. Amalei, no. You know what? I'm Michael. I don't only want the word. Lehein v'leischaran. Amalei, if that's the case, I'll heal you. Havli yod, give me your hand. Yavli yod, he gave it to Rabbi Yochanan. The oikmei, and Rabbi Yochanan healed him from his illness. Rabbi Yochanan himself was sick. Rabbi Yochanan Chalash also was sick. Only Rabbi Chanina, Amalei chavivin alecha yisurin. Amalei, no, I'm no, I'm Michael. Lehein v'leischaran. Amalei havli yod, give me your hand. Yavli yod, oikmei, he healed him. Amai, Rabbi Yochanan has the power to heal others, so why can he heal himself? Amai, like him, Rabbi Yochanan l'nafshei. The Gemara says, the famous story of the Amalei said, "In chavush matra asim mibeis to asim." You can't heal yourself. You can't. A prisoner can't release himself. You can release others. You can't release yourself from prison. He needs someone else to help. Rabbi Elazar Cholash was sick. Oh God, Rabbi Yochanan Mechon. There is some chazit that had the kogani mibeis was in the dark house. Galil Ladare. Rabbi Yochanan was beautiful. His skin shined. He uncovered his arm. V'naf al nohira, and the house lit up in the light of his arm. As the Kabachi was crying, Amalei, my Kabachi, why are you crying, Rabbi Eliezer? It must be for one of three reasons. You're about to die. You're an old man. You're going to die. You don't learn a lot of Torah. It's not so bad. Don't worry. So don't worry. As long as you come along, it's good. It's okay. Because you're poor. Don't worry. It's not your fault. That's a mazel. It's not on your hands to be rich. That's been a shemayim. Everyone's out of Torah and mammon. Hey, you have no children. Don't worry. Don't feel bad for that. Look, I also lost all my children. Dane Garmay Diasira Buridis, the bone of my 10th child. Amalei, so he said, I'm not crying about myself. I'm crying about you. You're a beautiful person. You lifted up your arm, your sleeve, and the whole house was filled with light. And I realize that you're going to die one day, and this beauty is going to go in the ground. Amalei lahai shufra debole biafra kabrim. I'm crying over you. Amalei, Rabbi Yochanan said, that topic's kadai cry. A very mystical gemara. Amalei, alda vaday ko abochitz taka cry. The bochur tarvay. They both cried. In the meantime, Amalei chalun lachi yisurim. He said to him, Rabbi Lazar, you're suffering. You want to continue in the suffering. I'll heal you. Havli yadchim yuhan yavli yadi v'aykman healed him. Rafuna v'atikiv le'arba meya adani. The Chamri, Rabbi Huna, had 400 barrels of wine that turned sour. All that Rabbi Yehuda was Salach Chassid, that was his name. Rabbanan. The Amalei, some say Rabbi Adam Rahav Rabbanan. The Amalei, some say Rabbi Amalei, they said to him, "Nu, you suffered a great loss. You're a sinner. You know why you suffered this great loss? You lost all this money because you've done Averis. La'ayin Rabbi Milei. Amalu, how dare you call me a sinner? Mi chashidna bein aichu. I have not done one aver in my whole life. Amalu, mi chashid kushabuchet." So he said, "Yeah, if Yitaka didn't do an aver, Hashem would not cause you to suffer a loss. Mi chashid kushabuchet, you have a dina below dina, but Hashem punishes you if you didn't sin. Amalu, if that's the case, if I really sinned, so let someone come forward and tell me what I've done wrong. Amalu, yika man deshvili alai milsa lemo, let him come forward. Amalu, hey, hachi shmilon, we've heard evil reports about you. Sharecropper, and he's supposed to devour with the sharecropper the wine and the twigs, the leftover twigs from the vine. And we've heard evil reports that even though you gave the sharecropper his share of the wine, you have not given the sharecropper his share of the twigs, the leftover twigs from the vineyard." Amalahu. So he said, "Yeah, that's right. You know why I didn't give them the twigs? Because the sharecropper ripped me off big time. The sharecropper stole all the wine. You stole the wine, that's why I'm not giving it the twigs." He stole all the wine. So you're a ganef. Haynu the Amrin shed is an expression. Bosa ganva ganav v'tamei toim. Hagoynef min a ganef. If you steal from a ganef, even though you take a potter, because the ganef anyway stole, but you get the taste. You have a taste of what it means to steal, and that's not a good thing. And therefore, someone your madrega should not even deny the sharecropper of the twigs, even though you're really right. It's not for you. That's not sugapas for a person your madrega to take with the twigs. Amulei ebazei. I do tshuva. Kabil nolai. Even though I'm going to give back his twigs, so right away his money was his wealth was restored. The vinegar miraculously turned back into wine. Some say the market, the cost, the value of vinegar went up in the market. It was equal to the value of wine, so we did not suffer any loss. It was of the same value. Okay, tomorrow night, Mr. Shem.